Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalud. Elu hein on his skull, and these are the ones that get stoned. Habala Aim, person has relations with his mother. Vial Eshes Ha'av, or his father's wife. Vial Akala, his daughter-in-law. Vial Hazchur, and a man to another man. The one that's doing the action or the recipient, they both get skila. Vial Behema, and also a person that's Boyal Behema, that's a male. Vaisha Mevias Behema, or also if a woman makes herself a recipient of a Behema. Vamigadev, person's Mekal. Va'ovir avod zara, va'noisin mizara l'molech. He gives his children over to Molech. Uval ov v'yidoni. We're going to see what these are in the coming Mishnayos. Va'machalas ha'shabas, va'machal oviv v'imo, either or. Va'ba al naira hama'irasa. Person has relations with a naira hama'irasa, and she's at the stage, age of a naira, and also she's mu'uresas, she's not married. If she's married, it's a different punishment. Fully married, meaning nisuin. So here it's just erisin. Vahamesis, that's a person that turns Yechidim to Avodah Zarah. Vahamediach, a person that turns the whole city to Avodah Zarah. He makes a city in Ir Nidachas. Vahamechashef, sorcerer. Uben Saru Meira. Now the Mishnah goes more specific. Abala Aim, person has relations with his mother. Chayev Alav Mishum Aim, so he's Chayev for Aim. Umishum Eishes Av. And also Eishes Av. And Taisa says that this case is Dafka after the father dies. After the father dies, he's over to his serum, and that's why, specifically, the Mishnah didn't say Eishes Ish, because there is no Eishes Ish, because his father died. So she's not a married woman anymore, but he's over these two. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einu Chayv Ela Mishum Ha'Ein Bilvar. Rabbi Yehuda says, based on Gzeres HaKosev, he's only Chayv, the Isser of Ha'Ein. Habol Eishes Av. And now, if he has relations with his father's wife, that's not his mother, his stepmother, Chayev Aleha Mishum Eishes Av, Mishum Eishes Ish. While he's alive, he's Chayev because of Eishes Av and Eishes Ish. Bein Bechaya Aviv, Uvein La'achar Mises Aviv. Whether his father is alive and whether after his father dies, this is specifically, obviously, only talking about Eishes Av. Eishes Ish does not apply after his father dies because she's no longer a married woman. Bein Min Ha'Erisin, Bein Min Ha'Nisuin. This is whether it's Erisin, whether it's Nisuin. Haba al kalasai, person has relations with his daughter-in-law. Chayev aleha mishum kalasai mishum eishes ish. While she's married, he's chayev because of his kala and eishes ish. Bein v'chayev b'no, bein la'achar mises b'no. Whether it's while his son is alive, whether it's after his son is dead. And that's going specifically on kalasai. But eishes ish is not while his son is dead. It's only while his son is alive. Bein min ha'erisin, bein min ha'nisuin. Whether it's Erisin or Nisuin, he's always Chayev for these two with Kalaso. Abala Zachor, Vala Behema. Person comes on to a male or a Behema, Vaisha Mevias a Behema. Mishnah is just re-mentioning it to say the following. Him Adam Chata Behema Machatas. If man sinned, what did the Behema do? The man was the one that did this, whether it was a man or a woman. Alafisha, Basla Adam Takala Al Yada, sins a Takala, a stumbling block. Came to a man because of this behema, lefikach amra kosov tisako. That's why the Torah says, you stone the animal. And Tiferes Yisrael explains that takala is that somebody else shouldn't have the same stumbling block. When they see this animal and know what this animal did to another human being, and the human being did with this animal, it may cause another human being to do the same thing. That's the takala part. That's why Tiferes Yisrael explains. Davar acher shelotei behema iveres bashuk v'yomru zuhi sheniskal ploni al yada. That the behemah shouldn't go around in the marketplace and people will say, this is the animal that so-and-so had skila because of this. This is called kalon, like a
disgrace
to the person that was killed. So these are the two reasons the Mishnah gives why we give skila to the behemah.